This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces bombarded the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and other cities nearly 3 weeks into Russia's invasion of its neighboring nation on Tuesday. Russian shelling hit Kyiv, including a bomb that hit an apartment building, killing four people and starting a fire that sparked a frenzied rescue effort, officials said. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko announced a 35-hour curfew for the city beginning late Tuesday. Meanwhile, President Vladimir Zelensky addressed the Canadian Parliament Tuesday via remote. Zelensky told Canadian lawmakers that the Ukrainian city of Mariupol was left without means of communication and was nearly running out of food and water. He said the Russian invasion is destroying everything in its path.
Currently, we have 97 children that died during this war. Can you imagine famous CN Tower in Toronto? If it was hit by Russian bombs. Of course, I don't wish this on anyone, but this is our reality in which we live. We have to contemplate, we have to see where the next bombing will take place.
Zelensky's address began and ended with standing ovations from Canadian lawmakers. The Canadian president reiterated that Canada and other Western countries should impose more sanctions on Russia and do more to help Ukraine, including imposing a no-fly zone over the country, something the Biden administration has already ruled out. He is scheduled to give a similar address to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the leaders of the Czech Republic, Slovenia, and Poland are scheduled to be in Kyiv later today to show their support for Ukraine. This is VOA News. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he's concerned that Russia might be trying to create a pretext to use chemical weapons in Ukraine. Stoltenberg told reporters ahead of a meeting at NATO headquarters that Russia's absurd claims about biological labs and chemical weapons in Ukraine are an absolute lie. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin has been lying to the international community for some time now.
They claimed they did not plan to invade Ukraine, but they did. They claimed they were withdrawing their troops, but they sent in even more. They claim to be protecting civilians, but they are killing civilians.
Stoltenberg said NATO is concerned Russia could stage a false flag operation to justify its own use of chemical weapons. He said any use of chemical weapons by Russia would be a violation of international law, but he refused to say whether it could be a red line that might draw a military response from NATO. Officials with the U.S. space agency NASA said Monday a U.S. astronaut is still slated to share a ride back to Earth from the International Space Station with two cosmonauts aboard their Soyuz capsule later this month, despite a U.S.-Russian antagonism over the war in Ukraine. The manager of NASA's International Space Station program, Joel Montalbano, also said U.S.-Russian cooperation aboard the orbital research outpost remains free of tension. The station is currently crewed by four U.S. astronauts, two Russians and one German from the European Space Agency. Montalbano told reporters at a news briefing, the crews on the space station know no borders and work together, saying they need each other to operate the orbiting lab. The long-standing U.S. collaboration in space was called into question last month when Russia's space agency chief, Dmitry Rogozin, suggested U.S. sanctions imposed against Moscow over the Ukraine crisis could destroy ISS teamwork and lead to the demise of the space station itself. Paris's iconic Eiffel Tower grew by 6 meters Tuesday after a new digital radio antenna was attached to the top. The tower, built by Gustave Eiffel in the late 19th century, now measures 330 meters after the digital audio antenna was airlifted onto its top via helicopter. At the time it was completed in 1889, the Eiffel Tower surpassed the Washington Monument to become the tallest man-made structure in the world, a title it held for 4 decades until the Chrysler Building in New York was completed in 1929. The tower has also been used for broadcast transmissions for more than 100 years, with the height of its pinnacle changing numerous times as antennas were replaced. I'm Jeff Custer, reporting remote for VOA. It's VOA.